Welcome to another exciting episode of the Business of Digital podcast, featuring your hosts, Matt Siltala and Dave Rohr. Hey guys, excited to chat with you today on another Business of Digital episode. Looking forward to talking about tools for influencer marketing. But before we jump into it, of course, we got to say hey to Dave. Virtual Wave, how's it going, bud?
It is going swell. Swell is the word of the day.
Yes. Hey, swell is, you know, if things are going swell, then things are going pretty dang good.
I have tons to do today, but otherwise it's going swell.
Always a good day when you and I can chat too. I love our conversations. And so really what we wanted to do today, and again, this was more my idea. And so I'll take the blame if it completely is horrible, guys. But we do a lot of influencer marketing at Avalanche Media, and again, I'm not saying that I'm an influencer of any kind. I mean, I like the shirt that Scott Stratton always wears. You know, people think I'm a, how does it go exactly? People think I'm a big deal on social media or Twitter or something, or I'm a big deal. I can't remember. There's a shirt that he wears. You know what I'm talking about, Dave?
He wears lots of shirts, but I forget.
It's like something like, I'm a big deal. I'm a pretty big deal on one of those social media platforms or something like that. Anyway, it's funny. But my beard does have a Twitter account.
So, it does.
You know, my beard is an influencer. It's gotten people like Dave to make cardboard printouts of it. So, you know, I guess I do know a thing or two about influencer marketing. But
so, wait, hold on. I don't know if this is his shirt, but this is too funny. It's a shirt that says, "Do you know who I think I am?" just let that sink in. Do you know who I think I am?
I like it.
I don't know, because now you have me looking for Scott Stratton.
Like, all right, well, you keep looking that up, and I'll just jump into this. So what we wanted to do, guys, is we wanted to talk about different social or different influencer marketing tools, because a lot of times we talk about, hey, the importance of influencer marketing. Go to Instagram. You know, find those influencers. They don't have to be the millions of followers. They could be the micro influencers and different levels and this and that. But what we wanted to do, we wanted to jump into some of the tools that you can use for influencer marketing. Now, one of the ones, and this was one that you talked about from the ninjas, was it, Dave? The Ninja Outreach?
Well, it's not the ninjas as in Jim Boykin.
Oh, okay. I couldn't remember if that's one of the ones that you talked about or that you're going to mention, but nope. Ninja Outreach, and again, if you just do a Google search for Ninja Outreach, it basically gives you instant access to different, you know, millions. I can't remember the exact number, like
25 to 30 million.
How much?
It says on their website, 25 million.
25 million. There you go. Bloggers and social media influencers. And so, again, take everything that we've talked about with influencer marketing before in the past, as far as like how to go about to do all that stuff right. But here are the tools, okay? Here are some of the different tools that we wanted to talk about that could help make it a little bit easier. But basically what Ninja Outreach does is it makes it easier for you to reach influencers. It makes it easier for you to manage conversations with them. They have all kinds of templates and different automated things that you can use. And so they do have a CRM that it works pretty good with. And so there is that part of it. Now, another one that we use at Avalanche Media is GroupHi. Okay. And so I'm just going to talk about GroupHi for a second, Dave. It does have a huge database of over 15 million active bloggers, and it really does have an easy search. So a lot of times people say that, hey, you know, this is easy to use or whatever, but you know, you can use it to search for relevant ones by social following, content, reach, location, Moz rank, even if that's something that matters to you. And so along with performing influencer research, you can add existing influencers to GroupHi. It's a really easy to use platform that makes it very easy for you to be able to find influencers. Now, again, These are just, you know, the purpose of this conversation today is giving you just some tools. So I would highly recommend going back to some conversations that we've talked about in the past of influencer marketing and how to go about that right. Because definitely, if you don't know how to go about influencer marketing right, the tools are not going to do you any good if you're, you know, because I think, Dave, in the past, we've shared some of those horrible emails that we've gotten from people that either want to contribute or put a link on or do something with our things.
Yep.
And, you know, and it's just totally the wrong way to go about it. I don't know if you have any thoughts on any of that so far.
No, I'll keep letting you go for right now.
So, that's perfect. But one of the things that I was thinking about with all that is like just the other day, I read this from another friend. I wish I remembered what it was. Dang it. And I would share it here. But basically, this person is already an influencer. They already know what they're doing. That someone just reached out to them randomly, sending them this like, hey, you know, I want to teach you how to be an influencer. Or I have this guide and, you know, here's a link if you could link to it and blah, blah, blah. And totally the wrong person to send something like that to. And so, again, we're giving you these tools as examples, ideas, if you will, but know how to go about the influencer marketing in the right way in the first place, if you would, please. And so, all right, so we do have, we've talked about Ninja Outreach. We've talked about GroupHi. The one that we probably use the most is BuzzSumo. I'm sure Dave will have something to say about BuzzSumo, but basically, it is one of the most popular, it's a content research platform. It's, you know, really easy to find relevant influencers to almost any topic that you're looking for. Very powerful search feature. Again, you can search for any kind of niche, any kind of social media platform. You can even do it location. You can find influencers in two different ways, either through their bios or by the content that they share. And BuzzSumo, it lets you, you know, look at things like page authority, the retweet ratio, Twitter followers, domain authority, average retweets, Instagram authority. You can filter results by the type of influencers you're looking for. And again, you can, you know, just regular bloggers, other kind of influencers, companies, journalists, things like that. So, again, I don't know if there's anything else that you'd like to add about BuzzSumo at this point.
They do a horrible job marketing because, honestly, I've never used it for influencer stuff.
Oh, really?
I've always just used it for content research.
Oh, wow.
Like, I never even look up. I'm looking right now. I'm like, well, how do you do that?
So they need to do a better job with their branding. Yeah,
like, I've had subscriptions in the past. I don't actively now. If I do, I'm not using it. And I should probably look at that and log in. But I've always just used it for content research, for content ideas, or to validate or smash ideas to see if it's already been done and to see if we can do it beyond that. But I've literally never looked up, and I'm doing it right now. I'm like, oh, look, the top nav says influencers.
Now, yeah. Hello.
I just never look up there. I just go to content research and I just start, you know, chopping in domains and keywords and stuff and digging in.
Well, and that's what I want people to understand that are listening to this as well. Again, we're giving you some tools here, and some of them are paid. Some of them have free versions. Obviously, you know, you don't get as much of the good stuff if you don't do like full paid versions. And so you still have all of those other options that we've talked about in the past of doing the, you know, the free research, researching it on your own and stuff like that. You know, it's very easy to find influencers, you know, who's the top pinners. It's very, you know, just without even using any tools, just basically using the sites themselves, whether it's Pinterest, YouTube. It just depends on the type of influencer you're looking for. If you're looking for a YouTube influencer, if you're looking for a Pinterest influencer or a Twitter influencer or whatever it might be. And again, this is just one use of it. Like, and even now Dave's learning, hey, BuzzSumo can be used for this. So again, you still have all those other options if you don't like any kind of paid options. But another one is Upfluence. And so this is another one of those that has a pretty decent sized database. They keep theirs more specific. It's around at about 1 million influencers, which you could search through. They have advanced keyword combinations and filters and things like that that you can use. Now, one of the things that that I like about Upfluence is it does give you complete access to contact information. So you're not, like a lot of these tools, it makes it hard at times to find out how to get a hold of the specific influencer, or it makes it where, you know, hopefully this may get to them, but this gives you easier access to it. And so, you know, you have that opportunity as well. Another one is BuzzStream. I don't know if you've heard of BuzzStream, Dave.
Yep.
But it's another one that can be used as far as, you know, they base things on overall rating, MozRank, PageRank, authority, inbound links, social following. Now, again, these are just some specific to, again, that I wanted to talk about that are specific to influencer marketing. Now, there's tools that all of us probably already have that have that can do some of this to some extent, whether it's, you know, you can use it for influencer marketing tools like Majestic, if you have access to the Moz tools, if you have access to, you know, if you're using any of the SEMrush tools, SEMrush, what is it, Dave?
Either or. No matter what we say, someone's going to say we're wrong.
Exactly. But SEMrush has a great, I can't remember the exact name of it, so if you can, Dave, help me out, but it's their, I actually think their content tool is really good for helping you discover influencers, you know, depending on how it's used. And so you have all those as options as well.
Yep, SEMrush and Ahrefs both have different types of content tools that you could then use to find influencers, especially if you find content that's ranking well or if you keep seeing people like that show up.
Perfect. All right. Now, kind of, there's a couple more that I'll just kind of end with, but FameBit is one of them. This is going to help you more with your YouTube audiences and finding your YouTube influencers. And so it'll help you with other channels as well, but if you're looking specifically for help with YouTube, it can also help you with finding writers, producers, you know, distributors who have large audiences and things like that. And so I'd look up FameBit, and what we'll do in the post, we'll give you access to all of these as well. And then the final one is PitchBox. I don't believe I've mentioned PitchBox yet, have I? No.
No.
All right. So it is another outreach and content marketing platform. It helps any brand, publishers, marketers. It helps you promote your content, but it also allows you to find influencers within very specific niche and very quickly help you, you know, through finding specific niches through easy to use keyword research. And so, or just a keyword search actually. And so, this is one that we've been using for a while at Avalanche Media as well. And so you can also use it to launch custom outreach campaigns. You can use it to find relevant influencers in your niche and things like that. And so definitely would recommend looking at those as well. And so like I said, we'll give you links to all of these. Again, this is for influencer marketing, other places that you guys can go to learn more about tools or just influencer marketing in general. I love Top Rank Marketing. If you do a search for Lee Oden, and we'll give you links to him as well. But he's one of my favorite people in the world to listen to about influencer marketing. If I'm ever going to learn anything new or get any kind of new golden nugget, if you will, it's going to be from Lee. And so definitely go check him out. So again, I would almost say that he's a tool as well, but not in the bad way. I know that some people are going to overhear that. Over here, Lee Oden's a tool from Matt. No. Lee knows I love him. But a marketing with Beard Buddy. I know that the ideas are just brewing in your head, Dave.
I think I just saw him. He cut his beard off, didn't he?
Oh, did he?
Shave his beard off? I think I saw him again at PubCon again this year, and I believe he's without beard.
Shame on him. How's he going to be one of the ones that runs a marketers with beards group if you don't have a beard?
Maybe he just took a break.
Okay.
He's allowed.
Well, I don't know. With a beard like mine, I don't know if it's allowed. Like, I have so many people that tell me, again, you know, it's funny, come back and, you know, full circle back to the whole influencer thing. I've had so many people come up and tell me, like, you cannot shave your beard. I tell them, look, I'm getting a little tired of it. I want to go a little shorter even or whatever. And the reaction is crazy. It's like, no, you cannot do that. And, okay. But it would make your cardboard cutout obsolete.
It would. Or I would have the only matte beard then.
You would.
Oh, it's in my closet. I'm looking for it in my office, but I forgot I moved some stuff around. So now it's in the, I know where it's at.
You would.
I was worried for a second.
That's funny. You would be the only one that the beard account would like anymore.
It already likes me. I know this.
Anyway, though, hopefully that gives you guys some ideas. So, like I said,
I have some ideas.
Okay, go ahead.
This isn't only you.
Hey, well, I was just taking over and telling you.
I know
you wanted to.
So, I'm trying to. I was trying to think of some tools that you didn't cover, or just the ways to go about it. So, I was trying to think. I am not an avid Reddit user, but every month, every year, I keep getting inched closer to digging in more, and I do from time to time. I have the app. I keep using it a little bit more and more. But if you're looking for influencers of a different beyond, you know, Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, Reddit would be an interesting place to look. And RedditSearch.io, you can type in a search term and you can find some people. And it'll tell you a lot of the posts that go on there and, you know, who's posting it, which is kind of, you know, what we're looking for.
Well, let me tell you, Reddit has become huge lately. And again, yes, it's good that you're using it for influencer purposes and what you're talking about now. I don't want to cut you off, but I just wanted to mention, my wife uses Reddit more than she does Pinterest now. And I never thought that would happen. Never. She told me Pinterest is boring now.
She's out-geeked you now.
She has. Like, she's seriously on Reddit more than me. Like, how does that even happen?
I don't know, because she's awesome.
Well, she is, but anyway. Sorry, go ahead.
And you already covered some other tools, but one is also, you know, you talked a lot about different tools for the outreach to influencers. There's platforms, there's a wide variety of platforms, but the one that I use is IntelliFluence.
Oh yeah,
I think you did talk about one other one. I'm not too familiar with, but IntelliFluence I know because I know the people that started it.
No, I forgot about IntelliFluence. I'm glad.
Yeah,
you mentioned
that. You know, it's multiple levels of plans, so there is payment, but you can pay, you can interact, and you don't have to like try to, you know, randomly pitch people. They're actively signing up. The influencers are on this platform. So the likelihood that they're going to see your pitch, to see your offer, to respond to you is much higher. And you can kind of dig through, and they did a big, big change earlier this year, and kind of made all sorts of improvements, but trying to search some stuff. But it's another tool to dig around in, and you can do different searches and you can try to find different people from either geo or different industries and stuff. You know, Joe and everyone that works there is pretty cool, so they'll be more than happy to help you. Depending on which level you are, you'll probably even get more help. But you know, if you're doing it for your first time and you're not sure how to go through stuff, going through and pitching people on your own might be a bit more daunting and just scare you. So look at a platform like IntelliFluence or some of the others and maybe start there and start inching your way in.
Very good.
And there was another one that I accidentally closed that I was going to talk about. But yeah, I think, you know, and we just talked about a lot that are paid. If you're like, but I don't have $69 a month, or I don't have $99 a month, or I don't have $300 a month, and you're going to be trying to do influencer marketing, you might want to rethink doing influencer marketing.
Very true. Good point.
Because if you don't have tools, even if it's just to sign up for these and say, okay, you know, this is the project. Now let's sign up for this tool and let's use it for the next 2 months while we do our outreach. That's only 2 months you need it for, or maybe three.
Plus the influencers, for the most part, I'm not saying they're always going to want cash, but you're going to need to figure out what you're going to do for the influencer as well.
Yeah, and you're going to have to either send products or shipping.
Yeah.
And everything, you know, especially for that stuff, might cost money, or letting them come in and, you know, comping them, whatever it is, a meal or something. But, you know, if you're going to be doing this, it's going to cost money. And if you want to outreach, also think about if the outreach tool or the platform or whatever it is going to save you time and connect you quicker with them. Would you rather pay your employee, or would you rather spend more of your time trying to figure out how to contact these people, or spend a little bit of money with these tools and help them use them to help you do it quicker?
Very true.
That's kind of how I look at it. Sometimes there's a tool that has a small cost or even a big cost, but when you think about the hours it would take for you to do it otherwise.
Totally. Yeah.
It's I know it's time is not equal to money sometimes, but sometimes it really is worth it.
Totally.
So I think that's it. You know, most of the tools that you just listed off are not specific to different platforms. And it would be easy to also then just do searches on those platforms for people. Follow different hashtags. If you know, if you do have a budget and you're really limited, follow certain hashtags, do searches in Google, see who has, you know, I just was working in a recipe sector the other day for a project, and it was interesting to see how many bloggers kept coming up.
Wow.
And how many of them just crushed it. Like, I was looking at some of their traffic that they were getting in Ahrefs and SEMrush and, you know, those types of tools. They were crushing it across the board in all sorts of different verticals and sectors for recipe stuff.
Wow.
And it was just this one blogger.
Huh.
And so I then, you know, looking in Google, looking, you know, you wouldn't find them in Pinterest or, you know, anything like that. Yeah. Or maybe you would if by searching for certain recipes or certain keywords. But also see who's ranking in Google. If your ultimate goal is to get found and their site routinely is getting found, you know, go to a Authority Labs or some whatever your rank checker of choice is, drop in a bunch of keywords that are related, you know, take a look at what's coming up, or look at a SEMrush or Ahrefs for some of those keywords and see what pages are in the top 10 or in the top 100. And look and see who keeps coming up, because most often if you do work with them, your content that, or the content that they produce about you will be more likely found.
Very good.
So an indirect tool, but it might prove helpful.
No, that's great. That's what we wanted. We wanted to give people an episode where we talked about tools and gave them some options, and I think we've done that. So.
And plus, we're both on it, and we're both tools. So. All right, it's almost Friday, so.
And he's a dad, so he's allowed.
It's my one dad joke.
So, all right. Well, for the bad pun, Dave Rohr.
I blame Joshua. He posts them on all the time.
Oh gosh.
Tweets them. Yep. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
I will concur. All right. Well, for Dave Rohr with Northside Metrics, I'm Matt Ziltula with Avalanche Media. Thanks, guys, for listening, and we will look forward to hearing from you on the next one. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Thanks.